And the first welfare work, there was just the same two, this other girl and I that had the welfare office, and for the first maybe year, we had the welfare office in that same little office building there.
Mm-hmm.
Had a back door to it, and we had a key to it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get into the front office.
Mm-hmm.
They had to come around the alley and come in. But that was the first welfare office.
Well, did you interview people before you gave them food, or how did you...
Oh, yes. And I had to report back to these three. We had a meeting every week, I think, or maybe oftener than that, every day, maybe. But anyhow, they would come in at all intervals, and I'd keep a list by name and why and all about it. But we didn't have regular forms in those days. It was more or less of a home setup. And then from the time the first welfare office was opened, it was supervised out of Little Rock.
Nice.
And you had to take an examination merit system and get your appointment from them, and then it'd be approved by the board. And these three men, incidentally, were the board. And so I stayed on.
I see. Uh-huh. And you would work throughout the county?
Well, to start with, it was just in town. And then it got told that we made house to house. You couldn't give anything. You couldn't give even a dollar to anybody, or food or anything, without going to their home. Nobody trusted anybody back in those days. And wasn't that a terrible way to start a welfare program? I still conceded that when I left the welfare, everybody knew everybody, and everybody felt free to talk, and nobody was hiding things.
Mm-hmm.
They would actually hide things. They'd hide even if they got anything special, and not let a welfare worker that went into their home know that they had that money. They was afraid to spend their own money. And a lot of them was poor. I mean poor folks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went from just giving them we got what we called a general relief one check to start out with. And we had, in the beginning, we had just had the old age. In the very beginning, when I first started to work, Arkansas had a pension, OAP. That was the old age pension. But in order to get on the pension, the first application was taken by our little setup and sent to Little Rock, and then somebody came out of Little Rock and they verified all that before they got their first. And the first pension was from $5 to $7 a person, and they had to be past 65. There wasn't anything else. That was all. We just had the pension.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, then I was going to tell you then, we got this little general relief check, which was sent to the person that was in charge, and she was responsible for a bank. We had a bank then. We set up a bank account, and everything was done through the bank. The money went in, and the checks went through. And you had to verify the signatures of when you gave them a check. They had to verify who was going to, the one that took that check couldn't take it home and let Papa sign it.
Mm-hmm.
If Papa wasn't able to come to town, then the check was made, it was held there until Mama come to town, and the check was made to her. And the record was all changed to her, because you gave that little check and you was responsible for that federal money. And I think we started out with as low as maybe $150 a month for the county.
For everybody.
For the county, the whole county.
Mm.
And you kept exact, and boy, you'd sure better never, well, I never did go over to overdraft, but you sure had to watch it, because sometimes you'd have the worst emergency come up, and maybe you'd just have $2 left. Maybe you needed $5, you know, like that.
Mm.
But, and this isn't bragging, but as the years went on, I knew every contact in this county that would give me 15 cents,